Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You mentioned Ken Flores off the air, but Chad did what Ken Flores did a couple weeks ago. You played Kansas City last night, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And drove up here.
Drove in last night. Mm-hmm. And was that conversation off the air we had about no food? It was off the air.
It was off the air. Yeah, I was just saying what a beautiful drive it was, where you think you're coming up on a city and it's just a grain facility or something.
Kansas City to Omaha drive does suck.
Especially at night.
And we've all done it. At night, it's the worst.
At night, it's terrible.
But
so thank you.
The guy you're with was really hungry, and the McDonald's light was on, but they were closed.
Nobody
right?
home.
The golden arches were lit up.
Yeah.
So we pulled off twice.
And he was excited, I bet, right?
I was even excited at that point. Like, I'll throw something in my mind. But it was, and then we get there, and it's the menus are off. So we're in the drive-thru.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get up, and the menus are off. And then you pull around, and there's still a manager in there, and you're like,
really?
Do we knock and tell him to turn the light off?
Yeah.
Or do we drive away and not get shot? I don't know.
I would drive away and not get shot.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. That's what
That was a good choice. Not to intervene that time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, you missed an opportunity to have a positive interaction with a stranger. You know?
And get shot at the McDonald's in Rockport, whatever.
Yeah.
But thanks for driving up last night. I know it's a pain in the ass to drive that.
Oh,
late,
no, this is great because I don't travel today, and then I get to do this. So it worked out perfectly.
Yeah, get it all out of the way.
He can take Dennis. A comedy nap.
Funny Bone tonight for one show, two shows tomorrow, omaha.funnybone.com. Clarinda, Iowa, Nick and Tyler Walsh are going to be there.
Yes, right? Tonight we'll be at MJ's Comeback.
Next week's a best of, by the way. So if you're here anyway on the show, they're not in town. It's a best of.
Matthew has a good point about the woman who wants to keep her body count down by banging the exes. I can kind of see her side. She knows them. She knows they're not dangerous or stalkers. Flip side, this is a good point here, is it's an easy... is that easy path is always available and can interfere with something new that could get more serious. If you go on a date and it doesn't end up back at somebody's place, you can call someone else, and that's not a great way to cultivate anything long-term.
Fair point.
Well, she did say in that article that
maybe she's
one
not
guy,
looking for anything long-term.
One guy was just a dumb guy she had no conversation with at all, but he gave her good orgasms, you know. So just some dude. But that guy's going to fall in love with her. You know,
yeah. Isn't it rough being that guy?
Yeah.
I also think that if you, you don't have your stuff together as a guy, and you're dating this gal and she tells you, well, my body count's low because I just kept going back to my exes. You're going to be like, well, when are you going to do that again?
Yeah. I'm with you on that, man. Yeah. 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 Oh, it's definitely not going to work out. Listen to all of us relationship experts right here on the show. Yeah.
Oh, you guys know how to nail it. Oh, my goodness.
No, we've all seemed to keep one going for at least some time.
But mistrusted women who insist on being friends with their exes.
Well, what do you mean by friends? You can say hi and be nice to people when you see them. I don't think that's any problem with that at all. But I think you just can't go visit them.
No, they're the kind that will break up with you but insist on still being friends.
Well just, she might be that girl.
Right. I don't want anything more to do with you.
Yeah.
I got friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, right. If a woman says, I want to be friends.
Yeah.
I had a lady say that to me years ago, broke my heart up a little bit, but I'm thinking, no, I don't want to sleep with you. I don't want to be friends. Right. And guess what? We never became friends after that.
Yeah. No.
Once we start banging, we're not going to go not bang. We're going to go away.
We're going to go away. Exactly.
Next.
What makes us happy, Puss?
Well,
happy Puss? No, answer one question. Again.
The other thing, and this one makes a whole lot of sense for anybody who, breathes today. Social media is not bad for everyone, but can be bad for those who focus on their reputation. So
right. Here's another example of on the ski slope where I just talked to a rando. I'm sitting taking a rest, and some guy's coming through the bumps. And he's a really good skier and stops to take a rest right next to me. And I said, that was good, man. Good job in the bumps. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Thanks. Got a smile out of him, and then he went on his way, and we both went on our way.
Now get away from me, weirdo.
We'll never see each other for the rest of our lives.
Did he come over to your motor hotel to smoke weed with you?
No, he did not.
Don't do that.
Yeah. How did he feel about the Dutch rudder?
Never saw each other again.
But you think about him a lot, it sounds like, Well, athletic, handsome, right? All that.
No, I can't even picture him in my head. I just recall having that conversation.
You made him happy.
And he probably didn't say, wait right here, I'm going to do it again. Can you film me for Instagram?
Right.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
But, I don't think it's any surprise to anybody if you want to be happier, maybe lay off social media for as much as you can.
What I didn't say to the guy is I'm going to mention this on the air, and then it's going to turn sexual somehow. The whole crew I work with is going to say we're banging each other.
You had to know that was going to happen.
He wouldn't have he wouldn't understand how we would have got there. You're right.
Dudes love compliments.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs. A gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What else?
Loneliness impacts our health by impairing our immune system. So being lonely can physically impact your health.
And Colleen had a great line earlier about that. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you might improve somebody else's life by just being nice to them somewhere. Right?
Oh, yeah. Somebody emailed us. We got an email from Kara here. It says it even makes a difference in a person's attitude day if you answer the phone with a smile on your face. Just a random thought I had during today's conversation.
Now, loneliness and being alone are different.
Correct.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you mean answer the phone? Like, oh, yeah, hello. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because if you answer the phone with a what do you want, why'd you call me tone, they can tell, which is what most of our callers get.
Hello?
What?
That's what Puss answers. Unless you know, it's the hotline and some guests are calling in, right?
Yeah, okay. then it's a much, much different answering thing.
Trying to get on the bestiality stories.
Oh, here's one that Colleen is well familiar with. Giving gifts to others activates the reward
center. Colleen is the best at that.
You are the giftiest person I know. You remember everybody's birthday. All that.
I showed up to the hotel last night at 1:30, and there's a gift bag in my hotel, a little welcome kit.
Oh, really?
Hopefully yeah.
That's because I like Chad.
Yeah.
Because I like Chad. That means she doesn't do it for everybody, apparently.
No, I don't. Not all.
I'm sorry. Some stuff's supposed to be off air. I forget. How long's your dump button? 17 seconds?
10.
No, you made the cut, Chad, baby.
Yeah, that's funny.
Love it.
That doesn't happen to everybody,
Chad. And out of respect for who you're bringing, so did Bill.
Oh, great. Yeah, he's a real funny dude. All
His feature, Bill Squires from Cleveland, haven't met him yet, so...
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Okay. Was there a cheeseburger in his gift bag?
I was hoping. Yeah, that would be.
Had I known, I would have.
A double double.
A Mickey D's. Oh, man. He's man after your own heart there, Nick.
Yes.
You're a big McDonald's guy. All right.
Yeah, I think I'm probably pretty bad at that, giving gifts. Even when I try to, I don't think they're good gifts,
Yeah, well, but Colleen gives them the random, not random, people she knows in her daily life, not just her relatives.
I do. No, sometimes, I have a lot of, I've been gifted with a lot, and I have a lot of fun treasures, and sometimes I'll look at something and I'll go,
Who needs that?
you know, like I had a really special Exile on Main Street picture, and I gifted that to Tyler years ago for his birthday.
It's hanging in my office. Yeah,
and
I love it, man.
You know,
it's so cool.
Like that.
That was years ago. You're right.
Many years ago.
Yeah,
and I'm really always cool. Easy to shop for.
You are, Todd.
Yeah. Carly just gives me weed. And it makes me happy.
But it's always special weed.
Yes, it is.
Special weed.
All plus, right. Are you one of these guys that you give a gift and you don't think it's a good gift? So you go, well, you're probably not going to like it. I have the receipt. You can bring it back. This is just, it's not much. I promise. It's not much.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm terrible. I feel like I'm a terrible gift giver, especially like for my wife or something. And I'm probably wrong most of the time. Not all the time.
Well, she became your wife. You must be all right at it.
Yeah. I'm hoping maybe it was more than my gift-giving skills that made her say yes.
Put a bow
what more
him
could you give her?
I know.
You put a bow around that. That's your gift.
I am a gift.
No conversation, just a lot of orgasms?
Yeah, sure. I assume that's what it was.
A lot of orgasms.
The big, dumb guy that gives her orgasms.
I'll take it. You know?
Do you have the birthdays memorized in your brain, or do you have a calendar that you check on a regular basis?
It's got to be a calendar.
I have a lot in my head.
I thought so.
I have a lot in my head that is just imprinted. It's kind of a curse.
Yeah, that would be.
It's kind of a curse because
Are you a good gift giver, Chad?
I think I'm pretty good at it.
When you got divorced and found somebody else you wanted to be with, and so that's all brand new, did your gift thing go back up because it wasn't old hat?
Well, the first relationship I got into,
You did something between that.
Yeah, I couldn't follow the first gift I got, which was a really bad idea. I started on the top, and then every gift I gave after that, I'm like, well, it's not that first one.
I got it.
So it's like when you're doing stand-up, like opening with your closer.
Right, yeah. I got it. Okay. Yeah.
What'd you give?
I got a trip to San Francisco to go see your favorite band.
Oh, yeah. Hard to top that.
Yeah, that's
but I
tough.
Think I
this
was...
is the girlfriend between your wife and this other lady, right?
Right, and so it's like you're coming out of a divorce,
right.
And it's just like you switch from guns to missiles very quickly.
Yeah, we know somebody like that. So what was the band?
Lord Huron.
Something she's really into? Okay, got it. Okay, all right.
They're good.
But you couldn't top that. And then the relationship didn't work because no more gifts to San Francisco
set
or what?
Set the bar too high.
Yeah, she left. She left to... I'm kidding. It was just a dumb move coming out of the gate that hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that.
You can't follow that with candles.
I do love the term. If you're back on the dating scene, guns to missiles. I love that. Chad Daniels with us. Funny Bone this weekend, tonight, and tomorrow night in the studio with us. Come on back.
Listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.